from banning alcohol to promoting it. There's an effort underway to introduce American drinkers to something new. It's actually a traditional Chinese liquor. It's called Baijiu. A few different companies are hoping the stuff becomes the next big thing at a bar near you. Isaac Stonefish is the Asia editor at Foreign Policy Magazine. He's been writing about the Baijiu phenomenon. First off, Isaac, the name means white liquor. Kind of sounds like Chinese moonshine. What does it taste like?
There's a lot of different types, and they have different flavors and kind of different ends and beginnings, but they all share a, at least to me, kind of a nauseating aftertaste, like you bit your tongue too hard when you were drinking and your mouth is filled with blood. So I guess long story short, I'm not a huge fan of these drinks.
Not exactly a way to promote it. So nope. Let's get to the origins. You spent time in China. How do people there drink it?
China has a great drinking and banquet culture. So Baijiu is often consumed in tiny little shot glasses at the beginning, the middle, and the end of a giant meal where, you know, anywhere from 2 to 20 or 50 people will sit around a group of tables, share the food, and will toast each other with this alcohol. And it's a bonding experience to all have this shared pain together.
So how is it going to be marketed to Americans?
I think different companies are taking different strategies. Some are taking the strategy that this is Chinese culture that they should learn to appreciate. There's a brand called Confucius Wisdom, which has a picture of the sage on it, and which tries to have this be kind of an essential Chinese cultural aspect. There's another brand called Baijiu, B-Y-E-J-O-E, which takes the opposite approach, which says, hey, here's this thing that's very popular in China. We're going to try to soften the edges and have it be something a little more East-West-ish. There's a very attractive, generic-looking woman on the bottle. The bottle is a much more slim, kind of like absolute vodka-ish design as opposed to Baijiu bottles, which traditionally are kind of short and squat. So I think they're saying, hey, take this and go with it.
So is it available anywhere right now in the U.S.?
Mostly duty-free, some dodgy liquor stores in Chinatowns across the country, and in a very small number of bars. A lot of them are Asian, attached to Asian fusion restaurants that have these in cocktails.
Who's the demographic they're going after in the U.S.?
They're going after the Chinese businessmen who are in the States, American businessmen who drink with Chinese businessmen when they come to the States, and those who want to have a kind of quote-unquote authentic Asian experience.
Oh, so I thought they were going to go for sort of hipsters in bars and you got to try this and this is hip and cool. So they're going after a sort of logical market here.
I think I agree with you. I think the kind of hipster Bushwick, like drink this and we can complain about it together market is a much stronger market, but they're going the more traditional route.
Now, I know you did a taste test with some of your colleagues at your office in Washington. We have a video of it at our website, PRI.org. But for those who aren't looking at it right now, what did they think of it?
The reactions were mixed. I think someone described it as sparkling. Another person said window cleaner. We had someone who compared it to the London Blitz, which I thought was appropriate. So I think if one wanted to make a conclusion. I don't think it's something that they will be drinking regularly.
So I guess they are targeting the right market.
It's an acquired taste, yeah.
Isaac Stonefish is an editor with Foreign Policy Magazine. He's based in Washington. Thanks a lot, Isaac.
Thanks so much for having me.